The Police Reporter. Police Reporter brings you the case of Texas Jim Baker, a true mystery which received very little newspaper space.
On coming to work 2 days after Christmas in 1928, the workers at the famous Guggenheim Laboratories in New York were shocked to find the dead body of a substitute night watchman, Henry Gore. The laboratory showed every evidence of a struggle, and the watchman's death was thought foul play, so the police were immediately sent for.
Looks like he's dead, all right. Yes, sir.
I'd say he'd been dead for about 6 hours.
Place is sort of mussed up. Looks like there's been quite a fight in here. Find anything missing?
Nothing much. A few chemicals is all.
And you think someone killed this poor old guy for just a few chemicals?
I don't know what to think, officer. It's all very strange. Have you taken a good look at the dead man?
Not yet. Just looked enough to make sure he's dead.
You should look him over. You'll see just what I mean.
Why, it looks like 100 other dead people I've seen. Nothing strange about him.
He died from being poisoned.
Then maybe it isn't murder at all. Maybe he took poison and it threw him into a fit. That's how everything got tossed around the way it is.
I don't think so. No. The poison is potassium cyanide, which would kill him in less than 10 seconds.
Somehow the idea of murder don't seem sensible to me.
Why not? It seems very obvious to me.
If it was murder, the watchman and the man who killed him must have had quite a fight. And the old man got knocked out. Then the murderer poured poison down his throat.
That's about it, officer.
But that's crazy. It don't make sense.
Why not?
Why kill the old guy after he's knocked him cold and do it in such a screwy way? Pouring poison down his throat.
Oh, the whole thing is fantastic, officer. Why should the murderer go around tearing up telephone books?
Tearing up telephone books? Why, no one could do that. There's over 500 pages to a New York telephone directory.
Someone did it to that one, and I'm sure Henry Gore didn't have the strength. Look at it, torn in halves.
Well, I'll be doggone. If this murder was committed the way we just figured it out, then there's only one reason why the guy killed the watchman.
What reason would that be?
The watchman knew him. Otherwise, he'd have been satisfied to tie up the old man after he'd knocked him cold.
That sounds reasonable.
Which means it was probably somebody who works here. Anybody fail to show up this morning?
Yes, a young chap named Texas Jim Baker.
What kind of a guy is he?
Oh, just a good-natured Westerner. We all like him around here.
What's he look like?
Oh, about 6'3", powerfully built, and... Oh, but no. Oh, it couldn't be.
What couldn't be?
I just thought of something. Baker used to win quite a few bets around here, tearing up telephone books. That was until the boys got wise to him.
There ain't one man in 1,000 can do that, mister. So Texas Jim Baker is the guy I'm looking for.
The New York police looked hard and long, but Texas Jim Baker seemed to have vanished into thin air. For 6 months they hunted, but without the slightest sign of success. We now move to a little farm a few miles outside Detroit.
Oh, this farm life's beginning to get on my nerves. I'm used to going places and doing things.
Why don't you get wise to yourself and settle down? All this traveling around hasn't gotten you a dime.
Yeah, but look at the fun and excitement I've had.
You can't eat that.
Just the same, I'll go nuts if I stay in this farm much longer.
Why don't you quit, big boy? We can get along without you.
Well, I wouldn't go and leave you, baby.
Forget about me. I know when I'm well off.
You mean to say you're satisfied to spend your life on this two-for-a-nickel farm?
I'm a lot better off here than I would be with you.
Oh, I don't know. I'll show you a good time. What do you say, babe? Let's go out and see the world.
Get away from me. I'm not going to put up with you much longer. If you start getting funny again, I'm going to tell my father.
Oh, come on, baby. Give me a little kiss and I'll go right back to work.
Why, you dirty bum. Get out of this kitchen and don't you show your face in here again.
Not till I get that kiss, baby.
Let go of me.
I'm going to get that kiss if I have to take it.
Stop that now. Stop it.
Here. What's going on in here?
He's trying to kiss me.
What? Hey, why ain't you out of working?
Because I'd rather be in here.
Well, I didn't hire you to hang around this kitchen. I'm paying you to work out on the farm.
Oh, nuts.
Go on. Get out in the fields where you belong.
Now, listen, Runt. I go when I get done, good and ready.
Hey, I put up with you as long as I'm a-gone to, you lazy good-for-nothing.
Listen, Rube. If you were big enough, I'd bust your rot in the nose.
You wouldn't dare.
No? Well, just to show you I ain't afraid of you, I'm going to give that bugle of yours a good pulling. There.
Ow! Let go of my nose.
Now you're satisfied?
Oh, my poor nose. Hey, you're fired. Get off of my place.
Don't get excited, Rube. It makes your face red.
You get your things all packed and make tracks down that road.
Yeah, you're beginning to get on my nerves. What I think you need is a good spanking.
What?
And I think I'm going to give it to you.
You get away from me. Don't you come near me.
What's the matter, Rube? You scared of me?
For the last time, are you going to get off my place or ain't you?
I'll go when I get around to it, but not until.
All right. I'll get rid of you. I'll get the cops to put you off. You'll see what I'll do.
If you do, get a lot of them because you're going to need them.
About 2 hours later, in a Detroit police station, through a strange coincidence, the same detective who investigated Henry Gore's death in New York is sitting around waiting for a prisoner he is to take back to his hometown.
Some of these slugs can make a lot of trouble for a guy, can't they?
Yeah. This guy you're taking back in particular, he's a bad egg, and Detroit will be glad to get rid of him.
Don't you worry. New York knows how to handle those kind of guys.
Come in.
Thank you. They sent me in here to see you.
What seems to be the trouble, eh?
Well, I got a farm out here about 5 miles, and I can't fire my hired man.
What do you mean you can't fire him?
Well, he won't go.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Get him off my place and put him in jail. I stood for all I'm going to from him.
What's the matter? Is he too big for you to put him off yourself?
Yes, I tried to a little while ago, and he pulled my nose something awful. Take a look at him.
Oh, tough guy, eh?
He's too tough for me.
Well, what's he been doing?
Well, in the first place, he's too fresh. In the second place, he keeps bothering my daughter all the time. I can't have that kind of a fella around. No telling what might happen.
Well, I guess we could send a cop out to pinch him for trespassing, eh?
Well, you better send a couple. It'll take more than one to get him to go.
Oh, I guess one Detroit cop will be enough to make him hightail it.
Not him. He's the strongest man I ever saw. Why, I can't even keep a mail order catalog on the place.
What are you talking about? What have mail order catalogs got to do with it?
Just that. He tears them up as fast as they come. He takes one of those big fat catalogs and he rips it like it was a piece of cheese.
Did you say he tears up mail order catalogs?
Yes, sir. Only man I ever saw that could do it, too.
I'm looking for a man who can do that.
Well, you can have this one and welcome to him.
Do you mean that? Are you looking for that kind of a guy?
Yes, I'm looking for him. For murder. A fella named Texas Jim Baker killed a night watchman in New York about 6 months ago. We don't have mail order catalogs there, so he used to tear up telephone books.
Well, what do you think?
I think I'd like to take a trip out to this man's farm and have a talk with this mail order catalog terror-upper.
Thirty minutes later, the two detectives and the excited farmer were walking across a field toward where the bullying farmhand was working.
That's him. That's the feller.
Well, Reuben, I see you brought back reinforcements. What's up?
You'll soon find out.
You guys want to see me?
Yeah.
You better keep your eye on him. He's strong as an ox and quick as lightning.
Don't worry about us. We can take care of ourselves.
What do you two want with me?
We want to talk to you.
Oh, I know all about it. You want me to beat it?
You're Texas Jim Baker, ain't you?
No. Never heard of him.
Well, we're going to take you down to the station until we find out whether you are or not.
A couple of dicks, eh?
You guessed it.
What do you have to take me down to the station for? I'll get off the Yokel's place and we'll forget all about the whole thing.
We won't forget anything until we make sure you're not Baker. We're going to wire to New York and have them send someone out here who can identify you.
Someone from where, New York?
From the Guggenheim Laboratories.
Oh, well, you needn't send for them. I'm Baker.
Then I'm taking you back for the murder of night watchman Henry Gore.
Well, what do you know about that?
Think it's funny, do you? Well, we got the goods on you.
Is that so?
We got all the proof we need that you did it.
Did I say I didn't? Maybe you don't know it, but I croaked a fly cop in Flint, too.
Is that so?
And a chauffeur right here in Detroit.
Oh, my gosh, he might have murdered us all in our beds.
Might have. I would have.
I'll never take in another stranger as long as I live.
Maybe they're looking for me in Bombay, too.
Bombay? What state?
No state. It's in India.
Did you kill somebody there?
Yeah. I dropped cyanide into a fella's beer in a bar room.
What for?
Oh, I don't know. Just to be doing something.
Do you mean to say you've been going around the country killing people just for the fun of it?
The guy's just bragging, that's all.
Am I? Well, all you've got to do is investigate. And while you're at it, look into this story, too. There was two guys in a lunchroom in Texas. One was sitting on one side of me and one on the other. So I tapped the first guy on the far shoulder, and when he looked away, I dropped cyanide in his coffee. Then I did the same thing to the guy on the other side of me. And after that, I walked down to the place. Boy, I'll bet they were surprised a couple of minutes later.
I've been a dick a good many years, but I never heard anything like this before.
Me neither. Going around the country killing people you don't know just for a thrill.
Well, you want to try it sometime. You get a big kick out of it.
You've gotten your last big kick out of that kind of murder, big boy.
Well, what do you think? Will electrocute me?
That ought to give you a thrill, too.
And how?
Well, maybe the state of New York will accommodate you.
Texas Jim Baker was sentenced to spend the rest of his natural life in that grim northern New York fortress, Dannemora Prison.
You have been listening to the police reporter who has brought you another true story of a crime. If you like these broadcasts and have a particular case you would like to hear, send your request to the police reporter in care of this station. Listen to the police reporter. This is a radio release production.